like the Texans, you have to get off to a fast start, and you just can't make some of the mistakes we made early on. If I'm ever up here and we're minus two on the turnover ratio, it's not going to be a good day for us, and that was the case today. First half, couldn't get anything going. Couldn't run the ball the way we wanted to. We had opportunities. Turnovers, really hurt us. But we dropped balls, too, so didn't play well enough that first half. Thought second half we did some things better. Gave ourselves a chance, but you get in a hole like that, it was a different type of night. Defensively, we couldn't stop the run. They ran the ball. You just can't let them run the ball at times the way they did that first half. Second half, I thought we played better gap control and, tackled better the second half also, which gave us an opportunity. Can't miss a field goal like that in a game like that also. But again, we were beaten by a good football team tonight. You have to give the Texans a lot of credit for that. Injury-wise, Shea McClellan and Jay Cutler both went down with concussions. Shea early in the game, and Jay had symptoms at the half. So, of course, we couldn't play any of the guys after that. Disappointing right now with the loss, but got to get back up, as soon as we possibly can. Oh, we're hopeful, but can't go that far. We just know that he had symptoms, would start clearing up, after the half. But when a guy doesn't finish a game, you just have to go with that right now. This type of game, the weather dictated a little bit what type of football game it would be. We needed to be able to run the football, and we had opportunities with the pass. We needed to hit them. A night like tonight, you can't turn the ball over. You have to have great ball security, and when you get your opportunities, take advantage of it. Those turnovers really hurt us tonight. It was a 7-point game tonight, so with Jason leading us the second half, and the backup didn't normally get a lot of reps during the week. If he has to go, we feel very comfortable. That's why we brought Jason here. But I'm still hopeful, of course. We're not ruling Jay out by any means. I thought he did a few good things out there tonight. I'm going to say the Texans had a lot to do with that. Everybody was on that same field. I think both of us rushed for about the same amount of yards. So Matt had his moments, but tonight we just didn't have enough of those. It's a loss, so you have to just kind of go from there. We were beaten by a good football team. We're 7-2, though. It's one game. So what we're going to do is get back. It's San Fran as soon as we possibly can. We have an extra day to get ready for them. I'm sure they're a little disappointed in their game today. There's a few teams like us that are disappointed in what happened today, but there's a lot of football left to go. We'll bounce back. You're supposed to be completely, it's not unless you're completely passed. And, of course, I didn't think he was completely past the line, but they looked at it. It's a good challenge. That was a big play in the game. If it had gone our way, who knows? But that's a part of it. There are a lot of, calls that could have gone either way tonight. And then the best team won tonight.